I'm Chris Honer. I'm the Artistic Director of the Library Theatre Company.
Just want to say, how did you come to arrive at the Library Theatre Company in 1987?
Well, I saw the job advertised. I can't remember if it was in The Stage or in The Guardian, and I applied for it and got an interview. I remember the interview was in Manchester Town Hall. In a way, I knew the company was part of Manchester City Council, but it was a bit surprising, and they're sort of rather august architecture of Manchester Town Hall. But and then I was lucky enough to get the job.
And what made you want to come to Manchester? What was the scene like at the time?
I think Manchester had a reputation then for sport, for learning because of the universities, and also for music and for theatre. And I'd always worked, really, since leaving London, I'd worked in places like Derby and Chester, which were pleasant enough, but they didn't have that buzz, which I think Manchester has always had. And although Manchester was really, in some aspects, the centre of Manchester was quite run down then. And for instance, all that area where now we've got Bridgewater Hall and everything was just this large sort of temporary car park. And there was that weird pub where they had knickers, women's knickers on the ceiling. Was it called Tommy Ducks or something? You know, and that's, of course, has all changed with the coming of the trams and the building of Bridgewater Hall and all the other building that's gone on and so on. So it's been transformed during the time I've been here.
Roger Haynes was already here as LTC's associate director, and he worked alongside you for many years. How did that relationship work?
Well, I think, to be true, I think probably to begin with, we were quite wary of each other, really. And he'd got a very strong reputation for directing musicals. Although I'm interested in musicals, my thing has been very much really more to do with drama and for plays. And I think fairly quickly, we found actually that we really complemented each other. And the skills he brought were very different to the skills that I brought. And so in the end, I felt it was a really happy and successful partnership. And he's become a great friend.
What influenced your selection of plays over the years?
Well, we tried to bring plays, musicals to Manchester, which either had never been seen here or which hadn't been here for some time. And we tried to do plays which always had something to say about the world we live in, by which I don't mean necessarily that they had to be necessarily be political, although we did do quite a lot of political work, but to do with the way relationships are now, or, you know, just simply the way the world is now in whatever aspect. So I think that really guided us. Plus, of course, the fact that we were always working under very tight budgets, and we always had to rely on a pretty high attendance level overall during the course of the year. So there's quite a strong budgetary constraint as well. We had to make sure that from time to time we did shows which were likely to be crowd pleasers and get a lot of people in. And hopefully that would then give us the breathing space to try out other material which audiences might not be familiar with.
What have you felt your responsibilities to be in leading the company?
Well, primarily to make sure that the work that goes on stage is the best that we could make it. You know, whether that's me directing a play or other directors making a play, in which case it's really a question of supporting the other director in the way. I think that's really what it's been about. I mean, trying to, obviously, to get the organisation to work together as a team, because a theatre company, to be successful, needs all kinds of skills. Trying to get everyone working together, you know, it's quite a challenge sometimes.
Can you just tell us maybe some of your highlights at the Library Theatre Company, some of the high points over the years?
I mean, actually, talking about Roger Haynes, I think the work that Roger did in developing the Christmas play for families was absolutely fantastic. And work like Tom's Midnight Garden, which we did twice, I thought his production of that was absolutely beautiful. A terrific version of Oliver Twist, I thought that was wonderful. And of course, the one he finished with, which was Great Expectations, I thought they were all superb pieces of work. I was very pleased with the strand of that. I was pleased with the work we did in really developing an audience for some of the great plays of Bertolt Brecht. The first one of those which I did, which was The Life of Galileo, is a particularly happy memory for me, because I think we found a way of doing it, helped with a very clever design by Michael Pavelka and a great performance by John Branwell as Galileo. I've loved the Tom Stoppard plays we've done. We were able to do the regional premiere of Rock and Roll, which is a rather underrated play of his, I think, about Czech dissidents and their relation to rock music, which is also a rather lovely love story. And, of course, we were able to do Arcadia twice, very successful production. I've been very pleased with the Replay Festival. This is something that we started, I think it's 7 years ago now, because we became very conscious of the fact this is a responsibility that we felt as a publicly funded theatre company. with the Manchester and Salford fringe growing in the way that it has done, and with some really first-rate work going on, often with very short life, and not being seen really by a variety of people, we felt if we gave them a platform in which they could have their work seen by a larger audience as part of a festival every year, that would be really worth doing. And I'm very pleased with the way that's worked out. And I think I understand that the festival is going to continue, probably in a developed form in home, which is just great.
Okay, well, how difficult is it stepping down from a company you've been at the heart of for so long?
It's very difficult. It's been a big part of my life. I think I knew probably 4 years ago, when we knew we were leaving Central Library and we knew we'd have an interim period and we knew we were getting a new building in partnership with Corner House, which is a great idea, that I felt very consciously, because I'm now, you know, 65, that it really needed fresh energy and a new look at things to take the work forward. And so it seemed logical that if I could see the company through to the point where, you know, the promised land was in sight, then I would be happy with that and sort of confident that the theatre work would have a future, even if it's under a new name, you know, and that somebody else would be directing that. So I feel happy that we've got to that, that the building is almost ready, you know, there's a new artistic director being appointed and so on. And of course, I shall really miss, I think the part of the job I'll miss most is actually the programming, because I just loved, even with often very constrained resources, putting programmes of plays together. And of course, directing them, but I'm still going to carry on directing. I just won't have the artistic director responsibilities for a company. And I am looking forward to it not being the first thing that I look at when I open up my emails in the morning to see what the box office returns are.
Are there any productions you haven't managed to direct that you perhaps would like to?
Well, of course, actually, this last under the Library Theatre Company name, The Seagull, I've always wanted to do Chekhov's, and at last I've had the opportunity to do it, which is just great. I very much want to do a production of The Crucible, Arthur Miller's great play about the Salem witch trials, which is also, of course, about political repression and the silencing of people and so on. It needs quite a big company, and we've never had the resources to do it at the library. I'd love to do that somewhere.
And you've already signed up to direct a piece in the next ever popular JB Shorts. What's your plans for the future outside of theatre? I mean, what are you looking forward to spending time doing?
Well, I've got a long reading list, actually, and quite a pile of books, and I'm looking forward to getting through some of those. I'm hoping to do a bit of travelling, because I haven't seen much of the world outside Europe, apart from a bit of the United States and Canada, so I'm hoping to be able to do a bit of that.
And just finally, how would you like to see theatre develop across the city of Manchester in the future?
I think Manchester's got enormous potential for theatre, and I think that the new building, Home, with its two auditoria, means that'll be a really significant addition to what's on offer. And I think that there's already really good signs that the artistic directors of all the companies in Greater Manchester are talking to each other much more. And I think that means that there's a real chance for a great variety of performance and theatre to happen across Manchester. I think that should be great. I think also, if there is a way of developing some of the emerging companies on the fringe so that they can move onto larger stages and do great work there, that would also be good. But that'll mean the major companies like the Royal Exchange, like Home, really supporting them and enabling them to progress that way.